1 a.m. by Separis, read by Petica. Warnings. Implications of non-existent abuse in humor. Basically, if anyone has taken a kid to the ER in the last 10 years, you've probably experienced this as well as marveled at your life to date. And woo, that was a fun night. Adam thinks a lot of the more inexplicable changes in his life can be explained when you start with the fact Chris began his sexual life straight and never really got over some of the habits from it. Well, as applied to this exact situation, no, but the underpinnings are there. They come in a set of three default assumptions Chris makes about life, love, and unfortunately for all of them, media attention. Because Chris does not get, on a very vital and deeply hilarious level, that dating a guy after several years of marriage and a fairly amicable divorce was going to be interesting to people who are the equivalent of professional stalkers with long-range lenses and backed by a major entertainment website. It's endearing and exasperating and kind of alien, all three. Chris's eternal, genuine surprise when he's stalked by a variety of paparazzi who ask disturbingly intimate questions at very high volume. It's not that at this point in his life, Adam's particularly ashamed of his sex life or anything in relation to it. It's more that occasionally, Chris will accidentally answer, and that's a set of headlines that make coffee superfluous come morning. It's cute to see Chris blush, though, so honestly, Adam has to admit he doesn't have a lot of complaints on that score. But then there's this. The ER at 1 in the morning with a blank-faced doctor asking a series of escalatingly pointed questions while examining Chris's black eye and sprained wrist, which Chris meets with more and more bewildered answers. There's a loose step to the basement, and I fell. Didn't I just say that? While Adam imagines the headlines tomorrow will speculate, is the American Idol the victim of abuse? And, Idol scandal! Lambert's anger management issues revealed! Cue interviews with ex-PAs, and it's like Christmas come early to the paparazzi. Are you sure you don't want Mr. Lambert to leave? The doctor asks quietly, hopefully, and Adam gives up and sits down, controlling the urge to put his head between his knees and just scream or something. It's just been that kind of night. A woman, and for that matter, probably anyone who isn't Chris at this point, would have figured out the point of these questions about an hour ago. This is one of the hidden dangers they don't warn you about when you start dating your ex-straight best friend. They need a translator sometimes, and usually at times you cannot possibly provide it yourself, or the nice doctor will start making notations in that file that you seriously cannot deal with while sober. Resigned, Adam takes out his phone and texts his publicist, "Beat boyfriend at hospital, please advise," before turning it off. It's weirdly cheering to think of her crying over her keyboard right now. "Well," the doctor says, looking at Chris sympathetically, "let me get your prescriptions." Giving Adam a dark look, "I'm watching your ass with this fragile flower look," both unmistakable and irritatingly common in relation to Chris. He leaves. And because this is fucking LA, of course he gets a doctor who wants into his boyfriend's pants. Like he didn't see that coming. Chris watches after the doctor for a second, puzzled, before turning to Adam. "Do I have a head injury I don't know about?" he asks, still pale from the surprisingly quick trip between the house and the ER. Because as it turns out, stoplights become more like suggestions when you just don't care about traffic laws anymore. "Nope." Adam straightens, thinking about how to handle this, and deciding not to bother. Getting up, he crosses to the bed, picking up Chris's bandaged wrist. The painkillers, at least, are finally hitting what it counts. Chris's pupils are blown wide, and he's swaying forward, head resting against Adam's chest with a little sigh. "Feeling better?" Chris nods a little, breath warm through his shirt. His good arm slides around Adam's waist, pulling him to the edge of the bed and between cotton-covered thighs, which, really, Adam's favorite place to be. No complaints. "Sorry," he murmurs thickly. "Need to fix that step." "Not your fault. I'll call tomorrow and get someone." More specifically, he'll call his PA and let her handle it by the end of the day, or God help anyone who works for him in any capacity. Sliding his free arm around Chris's shoulders, Adam kisses the top of his head and feels Chris go boneless with a contented sigh as the Vicodin hits nice and hard. Over Chris's head, Adam watches the doctor come back in, step checking briefly as he looks at them in disapproval and seething jealousy. Adam wishes he weren't the kind of person who felt much more cheerful seeing that. But whatever, he is. Adam smiles brightly and puts down Chris's wrist to hold out his hand. Scripps? The end. Author's notes. So I was practicing writing on command last night in prep for Help Haiti Fic, but no one would command me because my friends all suck, and you know who you are. So instead, I tried homage to loosen up the write-on-command muscle by pretending someone told me to homage someone. I'm not actually good at this. In tribute to Rageproof Rock's Bang, it was funny that I was less than 3 paragraphs in and Madeline, "Oh my god, is this like Bang?" Me, "Glee." Madeline, "No one would recognize it but me." Me, deflates. But she's right. It's not as good, but it was fun, and looking at my thread, I seriously need my A game in the next few weeks. Possibly my A, B, and C games, come to think, which will potentially mean I will be traveling randomly for exercise purposes. I promise only to post the ones that don't make me ashamed. The vampire one is making me ashamed. Reader's notes. Thank you to Separis for giving Blanket permission to record her fic. I just read this one and fell in love with it and had to podfic it right away. If you'd like to read the text version of this fic, you can find it at http://separis.livejournal.com/785818.html. If you would like to download this podfic, you can find it at petacaproductions.com. Thanks for listening!